Yeah, I built a 40-meter dipole and I hung that up in my front yard. Brian helped me raise it up, which it's actually, I'm glad that we put it up when we did, because it was fairly good weather. Now with all the winds and stuff, you know, there's that tornado warnings, and I believe there has been a few tornadoes that's gone through in the past month, but it's held up perfectly fine. I had just like these like little bit of slip knots on the rope, so if there's ever strong winds, it just kind of gives a little bit, and then, you know, I tighten it if I need to, so it's been holding up with all these winds and stuff, so it serves me pretty well for a homemade antenna.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, sometimes those homemade antennas are the best. I mean, you can use any material you want, and cost is not an issue on some of those store-bought items. They buy the cheaper stuff. That way they can sell it and make more of a profit, you know. So sometimes I wouldn't knock homemade, that's for sure. I like a lot of the homemade stuff. So glad it's working for you. Glad it survived the storms. And they say that our tornado count is actually low, but I think for our area, it might be on the high side for this time of year. I'm not sure. Seems like it's been a pretty rough start of the season for bad weather, that is. All right, Wesley, well, thank you for checking in. Enjoy that 40-meter dipole you got going there, and keep us, when you are able to check in, keep us updated on how you're doing with HF and all the other things you get into. Wesley, thanks again for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, now we got another check-in on ham.live, N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?